Everybody wants to be friends.
有朋友才可以。
To have friends is a good thing.
所以大家都知道有一家所谓的 Facebook.
So there's a Facebook.
什么叫 Facebook?
What's Facebook?
Facebook 就是非试不可。
Facebook. It's a Chinese translation.
那非试不可的结果是什么呢
?What does it mean?
就是非死不可。所以你看见今天在美国。
It only makes sense in Chinese.
他们真的在那里真的在那里找这个要找问题的人。
So,If there are people that want to do bad things,
我们有一个检察官的弟兄告诉。
So there is a prosecutor that told us.
现在他们办案的时候。
So when they are looking at cases,
他们第一个一定是找 Facebook.
The first thing they do is they look up their Facebook profile.
明白吗
？You understand?
现在 text 很快就出去了。
So when you text someone, it's very quick.
那一出去，你根本就收不回来。
When it goes out, you cannot.Can't retrieve it back.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
因为你只要用任何这些东西。
If you use any of these things,
你一定留下痕迹。
You will leave some kind of mark.
你到过什么地方。
Where you've been.
你做过什么事。
What things have you done?
你说不可能。
Said it's impossible.
我把它毁坏了。
I've destroyed it.
我把它丢在湖里面。
I throw it in the river.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
你看见吗
?You see?
你懂的人会的人。
Those who understand how to deal with it.
还是可以找到它的踪迹。
They can still find the record.
所以我再说第五。
So Brian says, I repeat.
现在许多年轻人自由。
So many young people are free today.
但是我愿意说。
But I can say.
有更多的年轻人。
But more young people.
他们落在监牢的里面。
They are in jail.
他们已经留下了个记录。
They've already left a mark.
你如果良心是完全平安的。
If your conscience is completely clear.
撒旦不会找你的麻烦。
Satan will not come and come after you.
但是不要忘记。撒旦就用你那个充满漏洞的信心。
So, Satan uses your faith full of holes.
他要得着你的敬拜。
He's gonna receive your worship.
很多的年轻人慢慢慢慢就这样离开。
Many young people now then this way leave the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个世界可怕的。
This world is a terrible world.
可怕到一个地步。
It's so fearful.
我们不知道怎么帮助我们的年轻人。
We don't know how to help them.
因为这个世界不是我们从前熟悉的。
Because this world is not the same world that we used to live in.
这个是1989年以后的事情。
So this happened after 1989.
过去没有这件事情。
Before that, there wasn't such a world. You understand?
过去如果你要做犹太人。
Before, if you wanted to be a Jew.
你要祷告的话。
If you want to pray.
你一定要坐飞机到耶路撒冷。
You have to take a plane to Jerusalem.
你一定要到哭墙那里去哭墙。
You have to go to the wailing wall to weep.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
慢慢的，有人说你不必这么做。
People say you don't have to do this.
你只要会传真就可以。
You can just need to fax.
你把你祷告放在传真的纸头上。
So you just put your prayer on the fax and send it.
然后我们有人专门把你的 fax 就送到那哭墙了。
And then we'll print out the fax and someone will take it to the wailing wall, put it in the hole.
我们放在洞里面。
We put it in the hole.
你不生孩子就生了孩子。
So if you don't have if you're barren, you will have child now.
但是慢的。
But slowly.
现在更进步。
Now it's even more improved.
他说现在连传真都不行。
You don't have to fax now.
你就祷告就好了。
You just pray.
我们派人就把 iPhone 啊就对着哭墙。
So then we'll do a FaceTime against the wailing wall.
所以你只要哭就好。
So you just have to wail.
你只要祷告就好。
We'll just pray.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
明白吗
？You understand that?
非常很稀奇的一件事。
The amazing thing is
this. 这个世界越来越进步。
This world is more and more improved.
的的确确，你看见比从前更进步了。
So it's much more improved than before.
而世界越来越缩小。
So the world is shrinking.
所以如果撒旦要利用这些东西。
So Satan wants to use this.
他可以得着大量的年轻人。
He can gain many young people.
而这些年轻人。
And these young people.
完全着迷。
And they're completely deceived.
弟兄姊妹。我是在学校里教过书。
I am one who teaches at school.
我也知道年轻人的心。
I know the thoughts of young people.
我只要看看今天年轻人他们低头的样子。
So I just look at the lowered heads.
你看见他们到处每天到晚来离开不了 WiFi.
So they cannot leave WiFi.
我常常问一个问题。
I ask a question.
他们真有时间读书吗
？Do they have time to study？
不要讲读圣经。
Don't talk about study the Bible。
明白吗
？You see，
他们真的可以读书吗
？Can they really study？
如果这样的人也能够考得很好
，So if this person can still do well in school，
这是真的叫人觉得稀奇。
This is quite amazing。
所以今天的世界是完全不一样的。
The world today is very different。
今天的世界，因为有一个人叫 Steve Jobs， 他就把整个的世界完全翻过来了。
So there was a man named Steve Jobs. He's changed the world。
的的确确。
So
你看，你活在今天，跟在一。 1989年是不一样。
So living today in 1989 is very different.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
等到你看见。
When you see.
这些事情发生的时候。
When these things happen.
你不是有个很深的感觉。
Don't you have a deep sensing?
主不是应该很快的就要回来
吗? Shouldn't the Lord be returning soon?
所以我们知道
说。So we know this.
一旦主动身。
Once the Lord starts his journey.
主很快的就要来。
The Lord will show up immediately.
明白吗?
You understand?
但是稀奇的。
But the amazing thing is this.
当你读这段圣经。
When you study this portion of the scripture,
就说得更多。
The Lord said even more.
在我说这一切。
Before I say this,
有一件事不要忘记。
Don't, one thing you shouldn't forget.
我们知道在1967年耶路撒冷回归的时候。
So in 1967, when Jerusalem returned to Israel,
连着两年。
For 2 years in a row,
四轮满月变红星。
There are four blood moons, that occurred.
1948年。
In 1948.
5月14号。
May 14th.
以色列终于复国了。
So the nation of Israel was restored.
别的我们不知道。
We don't know anything else.
我们起码知道说以色列就派出了他们的官员到上海去。
So they sent their officers to Shanghai.
他们就发了5000张的签证。
So they sent 5,000 visas.
所以很清楚，最少有5000个犹太人从中国就回到了以色列。
So 5,000 Jews returned to Israel from China.
这就应验了。以赛亚书49章里面的话。
So this fulfilled what was spoken of Isaiah 49.
这些人从秦国来。
These people came back from Sinin.
有的人从北方来。
Some came from the north.
有的人从西方来。
Some came from the west.
但这些人从中国来。
These people came from China.
明白吗？
You understand?
现在以色列人经过2000年的漂流。
So after 2000 years of wandering.
他们终于要回到他们的家乡。
They finally returned to their hometown.
他们漂流到全世界106个国家。
To 160 countries in the world.
他们回来并不
It was difficult for them to
come back. 如果从纽西兰回来的话
If they come from New Zealand,
他们要坐船
They have to take a boat.
然后坐一段的飞机
And then take a flight.
再坐一段的车子
And then another bus.
好不容易才回到他们家
Finally they can return home.
所以明白
So brothers and sisters,
稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
就在1949年
In 1949,
就是1948年第二年
The second year after 1948,
当他们回家的时候
When they return home,
他们也庆祝逾越节
So they also celebrated the Passover,
也庆祝祝棚节
Celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles,
连着两年
2 years in a row,
在他们回家的途中
on the way back home,
他们看见什么
What did they see?
看见满月四轮的满月
So they saw four full moons.
但是四轮的满月是四轮的血
But the full moons are also blood moons.
明白吗
You understand, brothers?
所以稀奇的
Is it not amazing?
当神带以色列人回来
So when God led the people of Israel back,
一面给你看见是满月
On the one showing them it's a full moon,
一面给你看见美中不足
On the other hand, shows you it's not really complete.
他们是回来的
They did come back.
但是神的心没有得着满足
But the heart of God is not satisfied.
他们是回到了橄榄山
They did return to Mount of Olives.
他们是回到了圣殿山
They did return to the Temple Mount.
他们是在那里庆祝逾越节
They are celebrating Passover.
神的见证又在哪里？
But where is the testimony of God?
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
这是非常重要的。
So this is a very important matter.
所以你看得很清楚。
So you see very clearly.
从1949年
From 1949,
1950年
1950,
连着两年
For 2 years in a row.
四轮的血月
So 4 blood moons.
然后到了1967年
And then in 1967,
连着两年
For 2 years.
又是四轮的血月
Another 4 blood moons.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
去年跟今年
Last year and this year
又是四年
Another 4 blood moons
现在我们要问
So what we gotta ask
这难道说是偶然的一件事
So can this be coincidental
并不偶然
It's not coincidental
它不只是发生在犹太人过节的时候
Not only did it happen during the Jewish feast
在过去2000年里
In the past 2000 years
我们注意到一共有8次这样四轮的血。
So there are 8 times that this 4 blood moons appear.
每次都是四轮的血。
Every time is 4 blood moons.
明白吗
？You understand?
刚才我们所看见的。
So the one we saw.
从1949年开始。
So starting from 1949.
到现在。
Until now.
有12轮的血。
So there are 12 blood moons.
明白吗？从1949。
From 1949
一直到2014
until 2015
就在65年
in 65 years
有12轮的血月
so there are 12 blood moons
这是现在我们所看见
so this is what we've seen
当我们觉得我们靠近主要回来的时候
so as the Lord's return approaches
当我们感觉得到好像大灾难要来到
so as we felt like the great tribulation is coming
你看见满月变红像血
so the moon will be full like blood
所以现在我们要问
so now we want to ask
到底过去 去像这样的事一共发生了多少次
So how many times has this occurred before this?
我们说过八次
We said eight times
而每一次是不是都和以色列历史发生关系
And did every time did it occur and had something to do with the history of Israel?
所以当我们回过头去看这三十二轮血月的时候
So we go back and look at the 32 blood moons
我们是不是就能明白为什么每一次都有四轮的血月
So can we then understand why are there four blood moons each time?
莫非圣灵要对我们说一些什么样的话
Is it that the Holy Spirit is trying to say something to us?
不过当我们要明白一切
But before we want to understand it
首先要问一个问题
First we want to ask a question
就到底这个过去这三十二轮血月神是怎么安排的
So how did the Lord arrange these 32 blood moons?
你看见吗这个天象上神到底怎么安排的
So how did the Lord arrange this from an astronomical perspective?
1949年
If it's only 1949
1967
1967
或者2014年
Or 2014
你可以说是偶然的
You can say it's coincidental
你可以说是碰巧的
You can say it's by chance
但如果过去两千年
But if past 2000 years
32轮的血月
The 32 blood moons
每一次都发生在逾越节跟祝棚节
Every time it occurred on the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles
而每一次都和犹太人历史发生关系
And every time it had to do with the history of Israel
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在你就知道
Now you know that
那不寻常的
That it's not an unusual thing
感谢主
Thank the Lord
32轮的血月终于完成
The 32 blood moons are completed
因为2015年已经过去
Because 2015 has passed
现在回过头去
So as we look back
尤其是去年跟今年
Especially last year and this year
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
如果给我们回头亮光
If the Lord gives us a light to look back
我们回过头再来读主自己的话
As we look back and we read the word of God
我们能找到一些属灵的解释
We can find some spiritual interpretation
但最要紧的就是
But the most important thing is this
这是今年跟去年
This is the last year and the year before
最要紧在过去这几年
The question is the previous year
神怎么来安排这些血月
How did God arrange these blood moons
所以我想我们需要有一点很简单的复习
Have some simple review.
所以呢，我想我们现在需要一个 PowerPoint。好，现在大家看见的是地球在太阳跟月亮的中间。
So you see the Earth between the Sun and the Moon.
那么什么时候地球在太阳跟月亮的中间
？So when is the Earth between the Sun and the Moon?
所以地球呢就把太阳的光芒完全把它遮住了。
So then the earth is blocking all the light from the sun.
所以它如果投影在月亮上。
So if it casts a shadow on the moon.
月亮本来是亮的。
So before the moon was bright.
但只要什么时候地球在太阳跟月亮的中间。
But wherever the earth is between the sun and the moon.
所以你看见月亮应该是黑的。
So the moon should be black.
但是呢因为大气物理的关系。
But because of the atmosphere,
结果最后投影投在月亮上的我们知道说是红的
And the physics cause it to show up as red
所以明白吗
You understand?
什么时候只要地球是在太阳跟月亮的中间
So as long as Earth is in between the sun and the moon
你就看见了满轮的血月
So you see the blood moon
所以这就是我们所说的血月
So this is what we talk about
也就是我们所说的月食
It talks about the eclipse
所以你看在树梢上你看到了一轮的血月
So under that tree you actually see a blood moon
好我们看下一张图
So the next picture
这一张图呢给我们看见一共是32轮的血月我们在这里
So we are there
你看吗这是1949年的
This is 1949
这是1967年的
This is 1967
所以有四轮的血月
So there are four blood moons
还有呢这是2014年的
So this is 2014-2015
所以你看见在过去的一千年里面
So in the past 1000 years
有16轮的血月
There are 16 blood moons
但是很稀奇、啊、
It's very interesting
你有没有注意第二个一千年呢
So you see the second 1000 years
这个16个血月是分成两堆的
So it's divided into two groups
一个有一堆
So you see one grouping together
这个是发生在1493年
It occurred in 1493
那是发生在那个时候
It occurred at that time
然后过了456年以后
Another 456 years
然后有65年挤在一堆
And for 65 years Then the 12 bunched together
有12轮的血月
So there are 12 blood moons
所以从1949
So from 1949
以色列人回来
After the Israel returned
大概我们的主已经动身了
The Lord already started his journey
到现在我们所看见的12轮的血月
Until now we've seen the 12 blood moons
那么2015年已经过去了
So 2015 has
明白吗
passed
所以这一部分已经过去了
So this has all passed
所以下一次如果我们要再碰到